New Hampshire is the first state to hold a primary next month, and there's an unusual situation playing out for Democrats there. President Joe Biden isn't on the ballot, and that's opened the door for a challenger looking to make a splash. NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports.
Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips was heading for the elevators. He'd spent an hour at the New Hampshire Veterans Home trying to convince the elderly residents that it's time for a new generation of leadership. Most of the people he'd met appeared to be learning of his existence for the first time, until Winston McCarty stopped him on the way out.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
For giving the people another choice.
Oh, my God. Can I give you a hug?
A dispute between the Democratic National Committee and New Hampshire about the primary calendar means President Biden didn't register to run in the state's primary. And in this void, Phillips sees an opportunity. At his next stop, the Riverwoods retirement community, a few dozen Phillips-curious residents filed into a room that could have held many more. Faye Baker is an independent voter.
Oh, it's a new face. I want to hear what he has to say.
However, she added, she is pretty satisfied with Biden. As Phillips made his case to these voters, he didn't really hit Biden on policy. As the White House points out, in Congress, he has voted with the president 100% of the time. His issue is with Biden's age and dismal poll numbers.
Voters want choices, especially in a year like this, where the risk of losing to Donald Trump is a huge concern to many of us, and I think to the future of our country.
Later in an interview, Phillips went so far as to say he thinks Biden should drop out if, come May or June, polls show him trailing Trump.
I don't know why you would run if you are the one who's going to lose and ruin your whole legacy against the most dangerous man in the world.
Phillips has staked his long-shot bid on winning the January 23rd New Hampshire Democratic primary, whatever that means in a year when the incumbent president isn't on the ballot.
My contention is, on January 24th, that morning after, I think the headlines are going to say, wow, wow,
wow,
wow,
what?
Wow, wow. Things changed a little last night, and we got a race.
The state's Democratic establishment is now rallying to make sure Biden isn't embarrassed on primary day. They want voters to skip past Phillips and the other names they see on the ballot and write in Biden's name. Matt Wilhelm is the party's leader in the New Hampshire House of Representatives.
You know, what's the story going to be on the Democratic side? It needs to be that Joe Biden won this unconventional Democratic primary as a write-in candidate and is on his way to a second term.
More than 1,000 volunteers have signed up to get the word out. Wilhelm personally plans to stand outside of a Manchester, New Hampshire polling place on primary day with a sign encouraging people to write in Biden.
What I don't want to see is the Biden-Harris administration penalized for, some misguided DNC rules when, at the end of the day, Granite State voters overwhelmingly support the president.
So far, they've printed 500 signs, and they're raising money to make more. But the Biden campaign itself is steering clear of all this. A write-in campaign is unpredictable. If expectations are too high for Biden heading in, coming up short could be the headline. Tamara Keith, NPR News.